A cloak. The wrong side of the railroad tracks. And a baby. Hello, I'm your host, Dan Pleam, and welcome to Mystery Radio Theater. Tonight's episode, What Varsity Letter Is This?
I don't think that hobo fell off. I think he was pushed.
I think it was a Chinaman.
Oh my god, I think you're right. Hey, Hung Lo! Did you kill this guy?
Yeah.
Mystery Soul!
It's 1422 somewhere on the internet, and you're listening to The Fraudcast, the world's only 100% improvised public radio parody. A look at fake art, fake music, and fake people in the real world.
Good morning, this is Rob Edwards, and the sunshine is out and the cockroaches have run away, but first, headlines. On their 40th anniversary of rock tour, AC/DC came out of the closet. But first, headlines.
A woman's bra size can determine how big her breasts are. But first, headlines.
People snort coke off of my forehead. Those were headlines, and so are these.
Serial murderer Boz Scaggs has pleaded innocence in the killing of 5,000 mothers.
A woman in Milan, Italy, felt the earth move under her feet. But first, headlines.
Hi, this is Sue Williams, and welcome to The Ground, your weekly look at what we find on the ground. Today we tripped over something pretty sad. It's author Bank Rosenthal with his new book, Don't Ask Me, I Won't Tell You About It. Bank, good to have you.
Sil, it's a real pleasure to finally be on your show. Thanks for having me.
You have been no stranger to death in your life. Your book addresses these issues, quite frankly.
I'm glad you brought it up, Sil. I don't mean to interrupt. That would be the last thing that I'd want to do. I'll tell you a little bit about the inspiration behind Don't Ask Me, and I won't tell you about it. When I was 32 years old, I was in a very bad bicycle accident, which left me without an arm. Now I only have one, and it's not even my riding arm. But I've overcome that, and I've found that if you overcome tragedy, you can find joy in all the good things in life.
But that's not the first time you experienced tragedy in your life.
No. One of the first times I experienced tragedy was when I was with my father, and as the listeners know, I was a child of child abuse, and I was abused mentally and physically by my father up
and
until,
your mother
and my mother
and your maternal grandmother.
You've done your research,
and to believe a neighbor too.
In addition to the neighbor's brother, who would come over on weekends.
Chapter 6, you describe sucking your neighbor's dog off, being forced to give oral pleasure to your neighbor's dog.
I'd like to set the record straight. I did not do that with the intent of pleasuring the dog. I was forced to do that. Otherwise, right, my sister would have been killed.
And she eventually was.
Nobody expected her to die from a tooth infection.
Of course, this is not the first time your life was touched by tragedy. Your goldfish died when you were 4.
I was about 4 years old, and my little brother, Brick, was playing with my fish, which I don't recommend to anybody. If there's a fish in a tank, you don't put your hand in there and play with it. And he killed my goldfish.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault.
Do you get mad when people say, I'm sorry, to you? Like, it's not their fault. But what else do you say when you, obviously your life has been so marred and scarred with tragedy? What would you have people say?
I'm not a mind reader, and I don't expect people to be a mind reader. So if people say, sorry, tell me about the worst events in your life, I will, because they aren't trying to be mean. They're just trying to have a conversation.
Ironically, you brought up mind readers. You were mentally abused by a mentalist.
Yes, I was.
In your 20s.
I was 22. I was still in college. I was working my master's degree in Star Trek. And it was between me and a Vulcan simulator. And I was taking my exam, and he was too. And he mind melded with me, and
I was just going to bring up that your fraternal grandparents were both in the Holocaust.
Yes, they were in the Baruch Atah Adonai fraternity, and were in.
They survived.
They survived Rush,
but then were victims of a murder suicide
during the train wreck of 47. That was en route to Schenectady.
Unbelievable bad luck.
Oh, the timing couldn't have been worse if we planned it.
While you were in your mother's womb.
My mother was raped and I was in my mother's room. Not her room, in her womb. While my mother was being raped, I was negative 7 months old.
But the room that you were in was burning down, if I understand.
They had to rush her. The rapists rushed her out of the still burning room to another room where they continued to rape her. And that's how I got my twin brother.
Who died?
In a horrible fishing accident.
You were a big family, 13 brothers and sisters.
Yes.
All dead.
Mostly dead.
Your brother is here. One surviving brother is here now.
Yep. Come on up here.
Is it okay?
Yes, France, it's okay. This is my brother, France.
Hi.
Hi, France.
Hi.
France is the only living blood relative that I have, and we go everywhere together in fear that one of us is going to have some tragedy happen to us.
So Williams with the ground that's been Bang Rosenthal. His new book, Don't Ask Me, I Won't Tell You About It. Balkan Publishing House.
PRO.
Blood the color of a midnight crimson, a shallow grave, and a very pointy knife. Hello, I'm your host Dan Pleam, and welcome back to Mystery Radio Theater. And now, tonight's mystery, Murder at the Picnic.
Oh, I do declare, I've never seen so much blood in all my life. My husband is dead.
I know, and I'm so sorry.
You killed him?
Yes.
Mystery solved!
This has been the Fraudcast. Thanks for listening. Check us out on the worldwide interplace at www.fraudcast.org or subscribe to us on iTunes. iTunes. It's the thing that you have on your computer. Everyone's got it. Love you lots, and see you next time.